The Alaska Department of Health said in a statement Thursday that the government shutdown has delayed the release of money for the federal low-income home energy assistance program for the year of 2026. The program subsidizes energy bills for about 50,000 Alaskans, many of whom live in rural and tribal communities. Jennifer Hyde is a federal infrastructure coordinator at the statewide nonprofit, the Alaska Center.
It definitely benefits a lot of rural and tribal communities. Disproportionately, those communities are often, you know, low income or have different economic struggles.
For now, the state health officials say they are operating the program using the remaining money from the previous year, and they say they expect that money to run out by mid-November. The department said it usually takes 4 to 6 weeks for the heating assistance funds to be released to states after the shutdown is over. Alaska tribal organizations are raising the alarm. The Tanana Chiefs Conference administers heating assistance for over 1,200 households. Amber Vaska is the executive director of tribal government and client services at the organization. She said by email that the federal program is, quote, a lifeline across the interior, end quote. Vaska said that the program, which also helps people weatherize their homes to cut on heating costs, is a way to ensure pipes don't freeze when temperatures drop to minus 50. The government shutdown is also affecting other programs crucial for Alaska Native communities, like food assistance and Tribal Head Start. Hyde, with the Alaska Center, says families who rely on heating assistance are the same vulnerable residents who will be affected by the loss of food benefits.
It's going to be a really tough winter unless something can give.
In the meantime, the State Department of Health said its staff is prioritizing applications by focusing on households in the heating emergency or at immediate risk of losing heat. I am Alena Naidin.